listening to the Agent Survival Guide podcast, a podcast for today's insurance agents. Informing, educating, empowering, improving the way you do business in an industry that's anything but static. In today's episode, how do you keep your Medicare business thriving after the annual enrollment period? We outline selling strategies, products for your portfolio, and more in ASG episode 111. Four ways to keep your Medicare business warm this winter, written by Roxanne Anderson. You know the importance of building your Medicare business during the annual enrollment period, or AEP for short. What if I told you building your Medicare business after AEP is equally important? Now that it's the off season, you actually have the time to work on expanding your reach and attracting new clients. So, how can you keep the cold winter temperatures that mark the beginning of the lock-in period from stunting the growth of your Medicare business? Turn up the heat with these four surefire ways to keep things warm through winter. Number one, continue selling Medicare products. Just because the busy season is over doesn't mean you have to put selling Medicare products on ice. There are certain Medicare products you can keep relying on to kindle your business post-AEP. Special needs plans, or SNPs, for instance, open the door to an abundance of sales opportunities. These unique Medicare Advantage, or MA, products are available to individuals who are dual eligible or those who qualify based on a chronic illness or institutional care. You can sell them post-AEP because those eligible for a special needs plan have a special election period, or SEP, to join one. Medicare supplements are also particularly valuable to have in your portfolio during lock-in. Why? Well, first, med subs can be sold year-round. And second, people who are unhappy with their new Medicare Advantage plan can request to disenroll and go back to original Medicare, Medicare Parts A and B, during the Medicare Advantage disenrollment period, or MADP for short, which runs from January 1st to February 14th. These individuals may want a med sub policy to fill the coverage gaps of Part A and B. What's more, you can also continue to sell MA and or Part D plans outside of AEP by utilizing SEPs. There are many ways Medicare eligibles can qualify for an MA or Part D SEP. Just ensure your clients know to let you know if they experience any of the qualifying life events so you can help them determine if they can or should switch plans. Number two, sell non-Medicare products. It sounds a little counterintuitive, but selling non-Medicare products can also spark Medicare sales and help you maintain a thriving business in the senior market during the next few months. If you limit yourself to selling only Medicare-related plans, you're limiting your clientele. Selling ancillary products, life insurance, and annuities allows you to connect and form relationships with more shoppers who you may be able to help find Medicare coverage later. It also opens the door for you to receive more referrals from satisfied clients. Moreover, cross-selling non-Medicare products to clients you've already helped into Medicare plans could help you retain those clients and build their loyalty to you. By becoming more of a one-stop shop for your clients, you add value to your business. Shoppers tend to stick with businesses who they feel treat them well. According to Genesis 2007 USA Consumer Survey, 48% of consumers report that customer service has the largest impact on their loyalty to a company. Number three, follow up with prospects and clients. Ever hear the old saying, the fortune is in the follow-up? Well, it didn't become an old saying for nothing. Following up with prospects and clients after AEP is another way you can fan the fire to keep your Medicare business nice and toasty this time of year. In their 2012 Life Insurance Awareness Month fact sheet, LIMRA states 78% of shoppers who had a previous relationship with their sales representative bought life insurance. However, the organization also states that 35% of prospects who did not buy life insurance reported they were still shopping and sales representatives should have followed up with them. Follow-up calls or appointments show prospects you're prepared and willing to help them meet their coverage needs when they're ready for you. Similarly, follow-up calls or appointments show current clients that you care and you're dedicated to helping them find the insurance products that work best for them. They also allow agents like you an opportunity to further build relationships and check if you can meet any unfilled coverage needs. As an agent, it's a good habit to schedule follow-up calls or appointments with your prospects and clients at the end of your initial meeting. When you're scheduling these events, you'll want to try to follow up with clients you've helped into a new Medicare Advantage plan sometime in December or January. Some clients may not like their new plan and may want to switch to Original Medicare and a MedSup during the MADP. Lastly, perhaps the most obvious way you can keep your business glowing and growing this winter is by compliantly tracking down warm leads. Hosting educational events and seminars is a great way to get your name out there and build your reputation as a knowledgeable, friendly local support system for the newly Medicare eligible or confused Medicare enrollees. In addition, if you don't want to leave the comfort of your own home, there are several lead sites out there that will send you a list of leads for a fee. However, if you go this route, it's important you do your research to find a good provider so you stay compliant. To find new leads more easily, consider teaming up with a field marketing organization like Ritter Insurance Marketing. One of the benefits of working with select FMOs like Ritter is that we offer lead programs and prospecting lists, among other lead opportunities. In a nutshell, winter may seem like the time you can hunker down and hibernate, but it's not, especially if you want to sustain a growing business. While you may be out of the busy season, don't fall into the trap of thinking your business is seasonal. People have different needs year-round, and there are several products you can sell throughout the year to help them meet those needs and maximize your senior market success. And speaking of maximizing your success, that is what FMOs like Ritter Insurance Marketing are here for. And if you're ready to make the move to one that works for you, we would love to help you get started. Just visit our show notes and click on the Register with Ritter link, fill out your information, and we will be in touch. That does it for this episode of the Agent Survival Guide podcast. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate your support, and we will see you next episode.